For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, it's the new season and a new musical is coming to Shays from Broadway.
Newsies. I love Newsies. The story, the real life story of the 1899 newspaper boy strike in New York City, where paper boys, and these are just kids, who sold the newspapers on the street corners for Pulitzer and for Hearst. They were told that the price per bale of papers was going up. And moreover, if there were leftover papers, that the publisher would not buy them back. So these very poor kids with heavy Brooklyn accents said, no way, and they refused to sell the papers, and they broke Pulitzer and William Randolph Hearst. And
wow, kids.
Yeah, kids.
Now, does that mean that the stage is going to be populated by young actors? I mean, really young actors?
No.
Oh, are older people playing kids?
Well, older, define older. To me, they're kids, but they are...
are we going to see a lot of 10-year-olds?
You're going to see a lot of very fine dancers of a certain stature.
Okay.
And I don't mean reputation. that was even a joke of Broadway that, you know, if you're over 5'4", you couldn't get a job in Newsies. No, actually, there are some awfully hunky Newsies in this show.
We've already gotten the tickets without really knowing what we were getting tickets for, so I'm going to love it.
Everybody loves it. Oh. Newsies at Shays starts Tuesday.
Right next door to the BUA, it's Buyer and Seller. And now this is just a one-man show.
One-man show starring Kurt Erb, who will never play a newsie. He's well over 6 feet tall. And he plays an out-of-work actor who gets a job working in the basement of a client. He doesn't know who it is when he gets there. It is Barbara Streisand. And the inspiration for this is a book Barbara did a couple of years ago. Can I call her Barbara? We all call her Barbara.
Yes.
Yeah. My passion for design, not my love for design, you know, my passion for design, all about how Barbara has designed her home, including in the cellar to house her collections. Well, what would you do if you were Barbara Streisand? You would make a little Victorian shopping mall, and that is where this young man gets a job. He's the only employee in a Victorian mall where she is the only customer. It is hilariously funny because, of course, it's not really about Barbara Streisand. It is about his fantasy of Barbara Streisand. However, the shopping mall is real.
Ah.
There are pictures of it in her book. Now, I thought that rather than going next door to BUA, where Kurt Erb is starring in Buyer and Seller, that going from Hunky Newsboys, you would go to the Saturday night performance of Mr. Cheyenne Jackson with the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra.
You are talking major hunky Cheyenne Jackson.
Yeah.
Is that legal to be that good-looking and that talented? There ought to be a law.
His only career option, the only viable career option for him was Broadway star. And so that's what he does for a living. He will do music of the Madman era, but this, of course, feeds right into his repertoire. He gets to sing Old Devil Moon from Finian's Rainbow. He gets to sing a song from Roar of the Grease Paint, Smell of the Crowd. He gets to do some jazz tunes, and he is a wonderful, wonderful voice. You can go online and see video of Cheyenne Jackson.
You and I both saw the same play, Different Nights, For Heaven's Sake, by Buffalo native Laura Peterson, and that's at 710 Main. Our reactions were somewhat different. I have to say I was kind of disappointed.
Oh, we should have started with me because I have a somewhat more positive take.
I really liked Tom Dudzik's Over the Tavern, and I thought this was going to recreate what he did for growing up Polish Catholic in Buffalo in the 50s, growing up Irish Catholic in Buffalo in the 50s, but it just wasn't as funny.
I do think that the dilemmas of the grown children in this family are a little heavy-handed, and there's a lot of whining going on. But I would absolutely give Laura Peterson a great deal of credit for a very funny sensibility about Buffalo. And I thought that the central performances by the actors playing the mother and the aunt were marvelous. I just thought a Buffalonian Lucy and Ethel. I thought that they were so funny. And the more repressive they got, the harder the audience laughed. It's a short show. It's a sweet show.
The audience, I must admit, was rolling in the aisles. A lot of laughs. And a real quick shout out to Buffalo Humanities, Gender Bender Festival is all day Saturday over at Buff State. And at 1 o'clock, they're going to put on the same scene from Shakespeare's Twelfth Night with two women and then again with two men. Same scene so that the audience will have a chance to see, does it really make a difference
Doesn't
who
make
plays
a difference.
Shakespeare?
And then at 3 o'clock, I will interview the great Jimmy Janowski.
Well, Buffalo Humanities, just Google Gender Bender and get your tickets. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.